We're talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Heisinger. It looks as if the Senate is going to call the House's bluff in terms of funding the Affordable Care Act. The House defunded it in its continuing resolution. It looks as if the Senate's going to put it back in. Sets up, unfortunately, an impasse situation that could put the federal funding in jeopardy come October the 1st. Are you concerned?
No, this is the process, unfortunately, that has been the norm the last few years. The Senate has not passed budgets. We had started to pass a series of them, and it became evident that the Senate was not going to pass the actual spending bills, so we had to suspend that. We would not be here today if they had done their job originally, and frankly, again, this goes back to the philosophical differences between the two parties of what's the proper size, role, and scope of government. And here's an interesting thing: the American people don't want this to go through. They don't, and the Senate and the White House just simply are not listening.
What do you make of this poll from New York Times and CBS News saying 8 in 10 Americans feel that they are disapproving of the threat of a government shutdown? They feel that way about either the White House or lawmakers using that threat to reach their goals.
Well, I understand people's frustration. I really do, and it comes out in a number of other polls as well. We are now finally seeing President Obama standing with the American people. Has gone down to its all-time low. That was another New York Times poll that came out. They don't approve of the job that he's doing. They don't approve of the job that the Congress is doing. It's, I think, based on frustration. And we have to go and do the right thing. I don't want the government to shut down. That's why I passed a bill along with my colleagues here in the House that would keep all of government up and running, except for Obamacare. And the problem is that if they're not admitting it verbally, they're admitting it through their actions. The White House knows that Obamacare is not ready for prime time. It cannot and will not work. That's why they've suspended the employer mandate. That's why they have skipped a bunch of other deadlines that they're supposed to be hitting. We're 6 days before this rolls out. And they then roll out what it's going to actually cost everybody. It shows that it is going to be more expensive than care that we have now. This is after a promise that it would be lower. And it's just broken promise after broken promise. And they know in their heart of hearts that it's not going to work and that it should be suspended.
Bill Heisinger, what do you make of some reports that we've been hearing that some labor unions are not pleased with the Affordable Care Act, saying that they feel a little bit betrayed by the Democrats because it's going to mean cut hours, cut wages, more people out of work or underemployed. Basically, the sentiment from these reports is that they've been fed a bill of goods by the Democrats on this Affordable Care Act.
And those letters are from, like, Richard Trumka. From AFL-CIO, you got the Teamsters, you got a number of these organizations that are finally seeing something that a lot of us had talked about previously. It's going to threaten and is threatening the American working public from their hours. I mean, employers, big and small, are changing how they're doing things. I saw that with my own nephew, who's a waiter, putting himself through college. He had his hours cut simply because of the regulations that are putting in. And, they're a little late to the dance. I wish they had been here a lot sooner, understanding that that these frustrations are coming out now. But I guess I'd rather have them getting expressed. The problem is we don't have their own allies in the Senate listening to that.
Talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Heisinger, and obviously the budget and the Affordable Care Act front and center before anything else. Should it come down to a situation where the government does have to shut down because of no funding next week, Do you get the sense that the administration might say, okay, you shut down the government, we're going to make it punitive. We're going to cut Social Security. We're going to do this and that to make people really feel the pain so they can put the pressure on lawmakers to bend to our will. Do you see this as a political football?
Well, yes. I mean, the administration at every turn previously has tried to make this all of the financial decisions that the government's going through now as difficult as possible. All you got to do is go back to the across-the-board cuts that went into effect and what they did with the FAA traffic controllers and trying to make it literally as painful as possible, having people sit on the tarmac. It's a pattern and a strategy that they are trying to employ. We don't believe that they have the ability to do that or shouldn't have the ability to do that. We have given them the legal ability to keep those vital services open. It's going to be up to the White House to see how they're going to react, but that's why the American people are cynical. At every crossroads here, and every fork in the road, and between doing the tough thing but getting it done or making it as painful as possible, they're doing it. Little things like, closing the White House down for tours, all the way up to the FAA, and now threats of our troops not getting paid and threats of Social Security checks not going out. So it's time that they grow up.
One other thing about all of this, and I want to get your opinions about something that went on in the Senate, the Ted Cruz filibuster marathon. To me, it put out images of James Stewart and Mr. Smith goes to Washington, and Ted Cruz seemed to hold up a little bit better than the fictional character did, but it evoked those images of one guy trying to, put his will and put his sentiments out in a very public way.
Yes, and that's the beautiful part of the Senate is they have different opportunities to do those kinds of things. And frankly, Senator Cruz needed to do that based on the things that he had said previously. I think he would have really lost a lot of face if he had not put in an effort like that. And our challenge is that we are dealing with a divided government. You've got the Senate controlled by the Democrats, the White House controlled by the Democrats, the House controlled by the Republicans, and we have very different views of what's going to be happening. And it doesn't mean that we give up and we stop. That means that we need to try to advance that forward. But we know it's also like trying to unbake a cookie. Very difficult to separate all the ingredients once it's gone through. And they were very smart. And they when they did this, I think they were wrong, but they were smart. They turned as many of these things into entitlements as they possibly could. And that is going to make it very difficult to weed it out. But we have to do this, otherwise the impact on our economy is just overwhelming.
One final thing, Bill Heisinger, and I do need to broach this subject with you as a former staffer under Pete Hoekstra when he was in Congress before you went to the state legislature and then began your congressional term in 2010. It is a foreign relations situation, and it involves Iran, and it looks as if Tehran is trying to perhaps move a little bit toward the West in some of its public statements and some of its actions. The White House seems to be currying the favor of Iran in this situation. Do you get a sense that perhaps maybe Washington needs to be a little bit wary about what Iran is doing right now, or should it try to embrace these as maybe ways of easing some of the tensions in the Middle East?
Well, obviously we all follow this very closely because of the impact that this has in the Middle East, and I think we have to be cautious. We have to be very cautious. It seems that the new leader is starting off in a different direction than what we have seen previously. But at the end of the day, Ali Khamenei, who is the head mullah, who is basically the religious leader. It doesn't almost matter what the political leaders are in. Where the direction he wants to go is going to be the direction that the country goes. And I think it's still too soon to really know what direction Iran is going to take. But I think we have to be cautious in our engagement with them because of the history that we've had.
Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger, we hope to be able to talk to you next week in a little bit happier situation and maybe some sort of resolution, even if it is kicking the can down the road, or it's going to be, shall we say, very very knotty down in Washington. That's putting it probably mildly right now.
Yeah, you know, Gary, I'm optimistic. I don't believe that we're going to have a government shutdown. I don't think that's the desire of any of my colleagues. And this is sometimes an ugly process, but it's a process that that we can work through and that we need to get done.